time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
You know that feeling you get when somebody says, "Are you busy?" Or, "Can I ask you for a favor?" Maybe we want to start with a joke. It depends on what the favor is, or it depends on what you're going to say next. But you know it's something that you might want to say no to, and you've already got a knot in your stomach because it's hard for you to say no. Today is all about the power of the pause and why no is a full sentence. It is essential for us to be able to say no. There is a cultural weight of yes around women. We are socialized consciously and unconsciously to be the keepers of harmony, the caretakers, the people pleasers, the ones who make things happen. That's what a good woman is and does, right? Accommodating because you're always available. You're agreeable because you're going to avoid conflict at any cost. And you're selfless because you put everyone else's needs before your own. And you are also fucking tired because of all of this. It is okay. It is important and an absolute, not just okay, to say no. You're building resentment if you are doing all of the things that I just mentioned. And you're overdrawing your energy. You can't pour from an empty cup. Well, what happens if your cup is constantly empty and you're still trying to pour from it? And then you teach people. You teach people how to treat you. And in this situation, you treat people to overlook you. And there comes a point in a time where it's not selfish. It is truly self-preservation. I myself am a people pleaser. I understand this. And anytime I want to say no, it can feel guilty, or you feel bad, or you don't want them to be mad at you. Something to remember is when you say no, you're saying yes to yourself. Every time you make the powerful choice to say no or to decline something, you are saying yes to nourishing yourself. Self-care, self-love, boundaries, your time, your energy, your priorities. You are allowed to protect your time, your energy, and prioritize what you need to be sure that you don't go into an all-out burnout. And that is mentally, physically, and emotionally. A boundary is a personal policy. Do you have boundaries? I didn't. I didn't even know how to set a boundary. A boundary is not a punishment to somebody else, and it's sure not a punishment to yourself. Boundaries can actually strengthen relationships. Because people who truly respect you and are the right people in your life are going to respect your boundaries because they want you to be healthy and happy, and they want a healthy relationship with you. The trick or the tool is to learn how to say no with grace, with being polite and respectful still, but with conviction that it's not something that somebody can change your mind or talk you out of it or tell you you're not that busy or just this once or come on, you always help me. No in itself is a complete sentence. And why I have this titled The Power of the Pause, because it's a sales skill also. The first one to talk loses. And that's why it's okay to pause. It's okay to think. It's okay to say, I have to get back to you on that. You can also say, I don't think I can. No. But a good way, graceful decline. Thank you so much for thinking of me, but unfortunately, I won't be able to help you. If they ask why, you can answer. You can tell them, but you do not have to go into an explanation of why you are saying no. That is a respect on both levels with the relationship. And then maybe instead of saying, you know, I don't think I can go because I have too much on my plate. Oh my God, I'm so busy. I just don't even think I can do it. You know what that does? And it's not even a disrespect thing. It's a very just common social thing. Oh my God, stop. I do too. We're all so busy, right? This is just going to be small. It's not going to be that much time. It's not going to. And then they try to talk you out of it or overlook what you're saying because there's not a lot of conviction to it. But what if you say something like, I really appreciate you thinking of me, or I really appreciate you asking me, but I'm not able to take on anything else while I'm in the middle of my current commitments. My current focus is locked in. It sounds elevated. It sounds respectable. It sounds like you're saying it with conviction. And then you can even say, you know, maybe there's something to where, you know, and this all depends on everything. Are they asking you to pick up something for them, to watch a child for them? Are they asking you to go out? It's a time of need and they need you, but maybe it's somebody who always needs you or somebody. Instead of saying, you know, oh, I can't. I'm sorry. I'm so busy. I have so much on my plate. I just can't. I can't commit by the end of the week, but I could definitely circle back and take a look at, you know, next week. Okay. Oh my God. Do that. Yeah, let's do that. No. It's fine. I'll find someone else. Maybe it's just somebody who is going around to everybody, but you take it on as a personal, you know, ask of you. And then the guilt of you feeling bad saying no, when that person really is just going to go to anybody, but you always accommodate them and you're always agreeable and you never prioritize yourself. So they're going to ask you first because it's the easiest. So what I want you to do is really think about situations or people or things. This can be friendships, this can be relationships, this can be work load from coworker, it can be anything. But maybe you're building this resentment and you know you're at exhaustion and you want to get better at saying this. So start small and take one thing that somebody asked you and say no. And remember, you don't have to give an excuse. And block off your calendar time for you. One thing, are you busy? If I am laying on the couch decompressing from an event, I'm an introvert. Hello to my introverts. An episode will be coming up regarding being an introvert and what that truly means. But you need your time to recharge. So when somebody says, well, what are you doing? I'm busy. Well, what are you doing? Watching TV, recharging, energizing my battery. I've got a lot of commitments at home and I don't have time to step away from them right now. You, my dear, are a commitment. I hope this helps you. Say no, start small, protect your personal energy, set those boundaries, say it with conviction and confidence. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time.